We're still in our first season, want to get into the points, want to learn as much as possible. If we can get onto that podium, that would be fantastic.
It's a great time in Formula E right now. The level of motorsport is super high. You have a lot of manufacturers. It's a super big challenge to be better than the others. The challenge is big, the motivation is high.
This is Inside E, the Porsche Formula E podcast.
Hello and welcome to our latest podcast, and thanks for joining me as we have two fantastic guests. And it's a welcome return to Inside E to our drivers, André Lotterer and Anil Jani, who join me now. Welcome, guys. Great to speak to you.
Thank you. It's great being here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Well, André, if I can start with you, how have you been coping during lockdown?
Very good, actually. I spent my lockdown in my holiday home, and by coincidence, we were locked down. We were together with friends here before the lockdown, and then they decided to stay. So had a full house and full of activities, and that was fun.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt keep you occupied. But for you, Neil, I mean, it's been a difficult time for all of us, but I bet you've been relishing being home, because normally you're here, there and everywhere, and it's probably been a fantastic time to have quality time with the family.
It was a new experience, I would say. I think in my last 25 years, I've not been as much as home as in the last 4 months. So, and it was great. It was for sure. I definitely enjoyed it. And, you know, I could do a lot of things I always had on my mind. But yeah, I'm also looking forward to get back racing, obviously.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, during this pandemic, I guess we've all had so much more time and, you know, time to reflect. I mean, for you, André, has that been the case for you? Obviously, you've had some quality time with friends, but, you know, what's it been like? Because we've all had so much time to think, haven't we?
Yeah, that was something new, especially to spend that much time in the same place, which never happened since I'm probably 10 racing go-karts. So that was good. And yeah, at the beginning, I used that time to really recover my body. I mean, it feels good not to take a plane every third day or something. So and then, yeah, you start to find a rhythm. So I start to enjoy cooking. Then I start to learn new hobbies and catch up with a lot of DIY here at the house and sports. So nothing crazy, you know. Mostly actually to be able to enjoy the very small, simple things in life that we never really had the opportunity to do because we're always on the run. Yeah, get back to a bit the basics. I think that's something I did here to recharge and spend time with my dog and just do the maintenance on my bicycles. Just got better at cooking, better at my coffee making. So everything, caught up with all these things and a few new things.
Yeah, I think we all feel like that, don't we? It's kind of returning to the simple things in life. But you mentioned cooking there, so I'm really intrigued to know, do you have a signature dish?
No, because I've been trying a bit of everything. So my latest thing is doing my own pizza. So that's been quite fun doing my own dough. And I have to say they're pretty good for a beginner. I try a bit of everything, honestly. But for signature dish, if I would invite you over, what would I try? Question. I like to go on the markets and see what's out there, and then I get inspired and go for it. So yeah,
very impressive, André. I am very impressed indeed. Neil, you mentioned there that it's given you some time to perhaps do things that you don't normally have the time to do, because as a racing driver, as you mentioned, you're here, there and everywhere. So what hobbies and interests have you been focusing on during this time?
To be honest, it was really things about around the house. Normally you get people to do stuff in the garden, finish things off or whatever. So I just did it all myself. Built the playground for my boy. Normal family things, I would say, mainly I did, which normally, you can't, because either you're training or you're getting prepared, or you have to make sure you sleep enough and all these things. Now it's just like, okay, you have time for that, then you have time to watch a film. As Andre said, with cooking, obviously this time I helped my wife cooking then and all these things. Proper family life.
I am seriously impressed, gents, but I'm going to put this question to you, starting with Andre. What one thing have you really missed during lockdown?
To be honest, not much, because it's an opportunity that we all got in a way, for all the ones that were not affected, with the virus, to really actually enjoy this time to a certain level, because I think from all the generations that are on the planet right now, no one has had to go through such a thing. And I think that really didn't make me miss anything. I'm super happy with everything that's around me. And to be honest, I would have to think hard. But maybe the occasional high life, bit of lifestyle, going out on a dinner and maybe a cocktail or something, be socialized, be in a city or something like that. But other than that, I'm a bit spoiled here at the house, because I have a bit of everything. I have a home theater, a cinema room. I have my buggy, so I was driving with my buggy in the garden. I have my bicycles, I had friends, the cooking, didn't miss much. Obviously racing, but to be honest with you, it's not a negative thing to have a break like that for us, because I've been racing since I'm 7 or 8 years old, being on pressure all the time to perform all the time. So a break like that for us, it's really worth a lot, and I think that gives us good power for when everything comes back, because it's really exhausting to always be under pressure, always be judged, or you always have to perform, and this break really was breathing and recovering a lot.
And of course, Neil, as we mentioned, friends and family are absolutely everything, aren't they? But isn't there anything specifically that you've missed during this time? Because, I'm getting the vibe from both of you that you've relished this period of just kicking back a bit and chillaxing.
Yeah, I think I have to agree here completely with Andre. In a way, I think we should look at it as a unique opportunity for ourselves with a 4-month break to really reload, no pressure. We can just do things we want to do. Racing is what we want to do, but you have always the pressure. You have to be prepared. You have to make sure everything around. Now it's just kind of, okay, I made my list in the evening. What do I want to do next morning? Or what do I do this week? All made a list. And then I try to go step by step through, but on my own pace, and that was very nice. But I also feel now I'm like not tired anymore. I get up in the morning. I can get up at 7 a.m. no problem, 6:30 no problem, and I feel not tired. And from that point of view, I think as Andre said correctly, we were in a lucky position how we experienced this pandemic. I think, me being in Switzerland, him being in France, at the house, we still could go cycling. I could even go karting, because the one go-kart track was open. We could do a lot of things still, obviously under restrictions, but in that way, so we still got a bit of this racing feeling also, and we had then the sim races with for the racing feeling, or but then the go-kart track. So yeah, it was good, but it's clear. I mean, I'm also looking forward to go back to the normal life, but normal life is what we always have. Now we had 4 months of special time that I think we had to grab with both hands.
Yeah, that's right. Well said. Now, we have had some racing during lockdown, albeit virtually, because, of course, since the end of April, we've had the ABB Formula E Race at Home Challenge. So, Andre, have you found that?
It's a bit of a hate and love relationship because, I mean, it was fun to be involved in the challenge, and especially with all the fellow drivers in Formula E, because it's a bit of a family in Formula E. All drivers get on well, and we enjoy to be at the paddock, you know, and be at the track. It's our life, and to find ourselves connected virtually and be on the track again, and it just creates a cool atmosphere and the challenge as well. But then the part I didn't like was just how difficult it was to drive or to extract the most out of this game, which is far from the simulator we use to prepare the races in most of the teams, I guess. So, and you'd really had to adopt a weird driving style that just like four or five drivers got there to do. And yeah, so that was a bit frustrating, but in the end I think everything was great because it was for a good cause. But yeah, it's a bit difficult because you want to do well there too, but sometimes it just seemed so impossible to do well, and that then led to some frustration. But I think all in all, I think it was good, really good for everyone involved, our partners, and to be active and to play the game.
Because you had the most fantastic start, didn't you? Because I gather that you secured a podium at the test race on the virtual Monaco track, didn't you?
Yes, I did. So unfortunately, that didn't count for points for the championship. But no, it was a great start, and I also realized how different this is to us, because usually we're in a car that moves, we have a helmet, and we're not so aware about our emotions and our breathing and sweating, because we're just so focused or distracted from what everything happens with the car itself. So, and there I realized I really wanted that podium, and I was under pressure from Nick Cassidy in the back, and I realized how stressed I was, how my hands became a bit sweaty, and how I was breathing, and how much you have to focus artificially in this game to do well, because it you have to be super precise, and you only have the steering input as a information to apply yourself. So it's interesting, but it's quite impressive how good the sim drivers are doing. How good they are at this. Like, we have no chance against them. It's quite impressive.
Yeah, Josh Rogers was a previous guest on Inside E, and it was a fascinating insight from the perspective of a sim racer. But talking about this Race at Home Challenge, Neil, you were really impressive. You were consistently showing really good pace in all events, but it proved to be very competitive. As Andre alluded to, all you drivers were out to win. That competitive element was really fierce.
Yeah, it was a tough competition, and you could feel, you know, with every race, everyone got better, and the gaps got smaller and smaller between the drivers. And that's where you just got more and more under pressure the longer this Race at Home Challenge season went. And by the last race, one small mistake would throw you to the back of the field, like in real life. And that was a challenge. And as Andre also said, you know, the driving is a bit different on the simulator. Like I got my simulator beginning of April, then I started driving on it, and I wasn't a big let's say simulator fan beforehand, so I never actually drove on it, and I just thought, now okay, well I tried to get the hang of it, and I was actually quite surprised that I got, you know, somehow into, I could always manage to stay in the top 10 in the field, and sometimes actually top 5. It was just proved to be very difficult to survive the first lap.
I mean, there are a lot of differences. There are a lot of challenges when you compare sim racing to real racing. But now, having had this experience over the last couple of months, is there anything that you can draw from your sim racing experience that perhaps you can adapt for real racing, or are they so different?
For me, you know, I would say maybe the pressure to go out and do a qualifying lap was the same as in real life, because you just wanted to do a good lap. I would say it's more from the mental side that you just stayed kind of sharp. There, yes, from a driving point of view, it's still too far off in the end, because you just have to learn how to use the program the best way. But it's, you know, when I say it's far off, it doesn't mean it's like undrivable compared to reality. It's still, it's a car, it feels like a car. It's just the vehicle dynamics are still not the same, but yeah, that's the thing. So I would say more from a mental point of view of staying sharp, yes, it kept us on our toes.
And Andre, I mean, you mentioned this earlier, but fantastic to support such an amazing charity and indeed cause as UNICEF. I mean, it's been brilliant to kind of showcase and profile such a brilliant charity.
Definitely, yeah. UNICEF is huge, and I think we all have the responsibility to do something for good cause as public figures. And I think, we try to inspire a lot of people for a better future with Formula E. But in this case, I hope we inspired also people for a better well-being. And I think we can be proud to be linked to UNICEF.
Yeah, definitely. Now, it's been incredibly busy for you guys, because after completing the Race at Home Challenge, the focus was then on the virtual 24-hour of Le Mans, with, of course, Porsche winning the GTE class, which was absolutely brilliant. Now, you guys, both of you, have got a serious accolade when it comes to endurance racing. You're no stranger to this element of motorsport, but I'd love to get your thoughts on actually competing in a race that is one of the most iconic motorsport events in the world, but racing virtually for 24 hours. Neil, what was it like?
Yeah, it was actually kind of tough, because we had this race at home challenge in Formula E we had to drive. And at the same time, then this Le Mans thing came up where we got asked to drive in the 91 car, which basically meant that, yeah, you had definitely several hours a day gone just trying to handle both championships and train and get used to it. And I've actually never in my life driven 2 hours in a go on a simulator without a break, and that's what we had to do at the virtual Le Mans. So the concentration is so high, and I have real high respect from all the sim racers who do those long distance races or long races, because the concentration for 2 hours on the sim is you sweat crazy, and it's a different challenge. It's a very hard mental challenge, I would say. And it was a fun experience, a 24-hour race at home. You know, you sleep in your own bed and can eat at home, and it felt obviously very different to to the real race. But then once when you are actually driving, let's say 1 a.m. in the morning and you're in the sim driving, suddenly you feel like a bit like at Le Mans in the car. There I suddenly got the Le Mans feeling. But as soon as you like get out of the sim and you walk away, you're like, it feels very weird and odd. Basically in a different world immediately again. So it was a fun challenge. It was a fun experience. And but yeah, I definitely loved the real Le Mans a lot more with all the spectators and so on. The atmosphere is what makes it special.
Yeah, it really is a special weekend. But Andre, I watched it and I couldn't quite believe how visual it was. It just looks so real.
It is impressive how real this can look. And I have to felicitate also the broadcast. I think they did a great job at commenting and making this race really feel real and alive. But not only visually, it's real. I think there's so many elements that we can take home from this game and the race, such as traffic management. I think it's almost identical to the real race. I mean, it's the first time that I raced this race in the GT class, and I was checking the mirrors, and I knew from my LMP driving where the overtaking is happening. So the way I was anticipating traffic and managing it. And I think it's the same way for the LMP drivers to manage traffic. And I thought if I would have done this virtual race before my first ever Le Mans, I would have been a lot more prepared for the real thing. So I think it's really impressive how you, everything replicates the reality with the traffic and many other aspects of strategy to give you a much better view of the real race. And I think it's something definitely rookies should do, but even us, why not like go through a little rehearsal, not maybe a 24-hour race, but like a couple of hours to just refresh your mind on how to manage the traffic and a few tricky situations that Le Mans throws at you.
Neil, there's no doubt that, you know, sim racing has become so popular in recent months. But, you know, what's your general kind of overview of esports in general, having now experienced it, been part of it?
Well, it's clear that I have high respect from the guys who are doing really well in it, because it's not just like they sit in and drive and they're quick. They also put a lot of effort in it and detail work with data analyzing and just hours of driving. And I saw that with our teammates at Le Mans, the pro sim races. I mean, they spend sometimes 5-6 hours a day on the sim, which is impressive. It's like a proper job. And to keep the concentration and everything up, it's something. It's a different kind of life though, that I'm used to live so far with racing. For me, it was okay, get up, go karting, then do some physical training so we can actually drive the real car. So we have to plan this all in. And with the sim, I've realized okay, I just drive in the sim and basically I can leave my cycling and training a bit away. I would have to do less because I don't need it here. So yeah, the challenges are just different. But yeah, for me, nothing can replace the feeling of G-force. You know, when you have a car with a high G-force, 5 Gs, like in Le Mans with the LMP1, high downforce, you go at 250 into a corner, you have to be very precise, and just having that feeling for me makes racing exciting, which I don't want to say that sim racing is not challenging or not exciting. It's just a different kind of excitement you get from it.
Yeah, most definitely. So we've had the Race at Home Challenge, guys. We've had the virtual 24-hour of Le Mans. But the fantastic news, which is what we've all been waiting for, is that Formula E is set to resume in August next month in Berlin with 6 races in 9 days. Now, Andre, that's a pretty intense schedule.
It is, it is. I think this is something very unique and new, and I'm really happy that we're going back to racing, because I'm sure that was not a very easy challenge for all the promoters and organizers. And it's going to be a tough challenge for us, because it'll be 3 layouts to prepare, even though we're in the same spot. So in Formula E, we spend a lot of time optimizing everything in the simulator to simulate all kinds of situations, run through the different power modes, and make sure our efficiency throughout the race is the best. So prior to the race, we'll be already very busy, and then at the race, it will be something new, where we have to sustain a lot of mental pressure, physical as well. So hopefully our Le Mans endurance experience will help us to push through that week.
And Neil, what a moment that's going to be when you can get in the Porsche 99X Electric after such a long period of time. That's going to be a very special moment indeed.
Yeah, definitely. Getting back in the car beginning of August, we're all very much looking forward to. We'll see how happy we're getting out of the car after 9 days of intensive racing. I mean, that's another question, but that might be for a podcast afterwards. It's going to be super intensive. I think none of us have ever had 6 races in 9 days. None of us racing drivers have most probably done it. In terms of distance, obviously, it still doesn't beat Le Mans. There we do more in 24 hours. But it's gonna be a huge challenge, and very much looking forward to. We have had now good enough time to prepare for it, and we're still in our rookie season. So you know, these things we're gonna try, and obviously being at the same location, I hope we can hopefully get some podiums. It would be nice to get some Germany podiums in Germany.
Andre, is there a slight element of apprehension that, you know, there's been such a substantial period of time where you haven't been in the car, and the feeling you perhaps will be a little bit out of practice as drivers? I mean, obviously that competitive streak will never go, but because it has been a substantial period of time where you haven't been able to get in and obviously compete and race.
Oh no, not at all. I'm not too worried about that. Actually, I realized when I have a bit of a longer break and I get back into the car, I perform better, because you're somehow more fresh, more excited. You look for the extra meter to break later. This is something I realized when we were doing endurance tests in LMP times. I would be the best in my first half of the day, and then after it just becomes a bit the same thing. But obviously I think in a race week like that, or 10 days, there will always be a challenge pushing you. And we've been driving since we're like 8 years old. It's like, for us, it's just, I don't feel like I need to be in the car every week to feel comfortable. I think if we're talking about a break of a year, maybe yes, but I think also now we were able to move again, so we went back to do some simulator sessions, and so there's testing also planned. So in that sense, we won't go to Berlin with 0 kilometers under our belt.
Neil, as you mentioned, you know, it's very intense schedule. It's going to be full on, and also 3 track layouts that need to be learned. You've got a lot of homework coming up.
Well, I think first thing is when do we learn what the track layouts are? Because it could be that we only learn very late about them, and that means we can only walk them and actually not try them out on a simulator, which, you know, wouldn't be a bad thing either. I think it would be a good challenge for everyone. And just a little bit like back to the past, no, when you just had to walk a track and know it afterwards. But clearly, yeah, three track layouts. So we'll have on each layout a double header. So second race obviously will be always a lot closer on gaps, I think, between the different cars. So it's the first race where I think you have the biggest chances to make a surprise.
And Andre, I know that you guys have obviously been training hard during lockdown, but there's the physical element, isn't it? The fact that you've got to race six races in 9 days. So will the fitness regime and the training program now intensify leading up to Berlin?
Yeah, as we speak, I'm right now in the training week. My trainer, who is actually the same trainer as Neil since many years, is here, and we had a big training day. So yeah, we try to, let's say, prepare yourself the best you can to be fit for this challenge. I think Formula E car is not the most physical to drive because we don't drive at very high speeds, but mentally it's super challenging because we have so many things to manage at once throughout a whole race day, and which actually overcomes the physical demand and makes you even more tired than driving a physical race car that goes faster. So this is where, yeah, you need to arrive prepared with a good, yeah, I would say a strong immune system, a strong capacity to survive days with less sleep, because I think we're gonna like a bit of sleep, and yeah, just have to build some good strengths there beforehand.
And Neil, of course, we've got to mention it's quite a unique experience because you will not be racing in front of fans.
Yeah, I mean, it's like testing, no? Just that other competitors are around this time. And I think, you know, anyway, there's races where you really feel the fans, like at Le Mans, you feel them, you hear them, and so on. We had a great atmosphere in Mexico where you could really, you know, the fans were, you could hear them really. And there are races where you just don't hear them as much. So I guess that will be just, yeah, it's a side effect here. As we anyway can't get the atmosphere we had in South America for the moment.
Andre, an intense couple of weeks coming up, which I know both you and Neil will absolutely relish and rise to the challenge. But considering the pandemic and lockdown, will preparations differ for you guys?
Yes and no. I mean, it will differ in a way that we have to cramp in three different layouts in our sim preparation, whereas normally you spend like around 3-4 days prior to each race on the simulator, and there we have to multiply it by three, and that's gonna be also a very unique thing. So this is more or less the only different thing. Obviously, we learned a lot from what we've seen in our first races, because we are a new team. And these were a lot of things that have been analyzed and tried to improve, because of course we still have a steep learning curve, and so yeah, we try to implement all these new things we learn as much as possible into these last races to try to validate things for season 7 as well.
I mean, Neil, from a fan point of view and the series, you know, with such an intensity surrounding the schedule and the six races, so much can happen in that very short period of time. But what are your expectations for the final six rounds?
You know, from Formula E, we know expectations are always hard because there's just this random fact in the races that you don't know what's going to happen actually in the end. It'll be interesting to see if that changes since we have a kind of a different race format with nine days and six races. But overall, it's clear, you know, it's we're still in our first season. Want to get into the points, want to learn as much as possible, and you know, if we can get onto that podium, that would be fantastic.
No doubt, Andre, you would echo Neil's words there. I mean, obviously, we want to end the season on a high.
Yeah, the problem is everyone wants to, and there's some strong guys out there, but it's a great time in Formula E right now. The level of motorsport is super high. You have a lot of manufacturers, and it shows how important this championship is for a lot of people. And it's a super big challenge to be better than the others. You have to play with a lot of things at the same time to optimize everything. So the challenge is big, the motivation is high, and to have six home races actually, it's something very unique too, because we're a German team, I'm a German driver, so even though there's no public, we're still at home in a way. So I think also we showed good potential with a podium at the first race and a pole position. So I think for a new team, it's quite a promising start. And I'm really curious to see how well we will be able to translate everything we've learned so far into better performances. So I'm really eager to play at the front regularly.
One thing's for sure, I think the scene is set for an absolutely thrilling conclusion to this season. Gents, it's always an absolute pleasure to catch up with you both and learn what you've been up to since a lockdown and indeed virtual racing. All the best when the season resumes. We'll cross our fingers for you guys and let's hope that the Porsche team can end the season on a high. But thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you so much as well. And I think everyone would be very excited about a Formula E return. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It was a pleasure.
If you'd like more information, follow Porsche Formula E on Twitter and Instagram, or visit the Porsche newsroom. See you next time.
Inside E, Porsche Formula E podcast.